morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 9th at KZET in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:01. I'm Brent Allen. Expect some light showers today. Currently sitting at 50 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZET newsroom. With several weather systems moving into Sonoma County today and tomorrow, many residents wondered if Santa Rosa and other towns would be opening warming centers. So far, that is a no. The policy for extreme weather requires 3 consecutive days with overnight lows below 32 degrees or 3 nights with extreme rain or weather events. While it will be chilly Thursday and Friday mornings, neither of those conditions will be met, so no warming centers or additional shelters will open across Sonoma County. A new California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places was once again blocked from taking effect Saturday as a court case challenging it continues. Saturday's decision keeps in place a December 20th ruling by U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney blocking the law. He said that it violates the Second Amendment and that gun rights groups would likely prevail in proving it unconstitutional. The law, signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in 26 types of places, including public parks, playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. Rudolph Williams says he was home in Harvey, Illinois, about 30 miles south of Chicago, when he realized the doors and windows to his apartment had been boarded up with plywood, locking him inside.
Open the door, and here's this big piece of plywood right there.
The 73-year-old had his ordeal chronicled on video by his nephew, and it shows crews boarding up the building, even as they were being told there were still people inside. City officials, residents, the property owners, and the property management company all have conflicting accounts about what happened on Friday at the 30-unit complex. What is known is the building was in total disrepair, with collapsed stairways, garbage, broken furniture, and no heat. The owners had previously been cited about conditions and warned to make changes. The moon landing attempt by a private U.S. company we told you about yesterday now appears to be doomed because of a fuel leak on the spacecraft. Astrobotic Technology managed to orient the lander towards the sun on Monday so its solar panels could capture sunlight and charge its onboard battery. The propulsion system problem was reported hours after a successful liftoff from Florida and means they most likely will not have enough fuel to attempt a successful landing. However, a second lander from the Houston company is due to launch next month. Donald Trump is set to return for the first time in a month to the federal courthouse in Washington as an appeals court hears arguments on whether the former president is immune from prosecution. The outcome of today's arguments carries enormous ramifications for both the landmark criminal case against Trump and for the broader and legally untested question of whether an ex-president can be prosecuted for acts committed while in the White House. Elon Musk's reported drug use has Tesla's board members facing a familiar quandary, having to decide what, if anything, to do about a chief executive subjecting directors and shareholders alike to great financial and legal risk. A Wall Street Journal article said Musk had used LSD, cocaine, ecstasy, psychedelic mushrooms, all at private parties, and has a history with ketamine. Musk says at NASA's request, he has submitted to 3 years of random drug tests and has not tested positive. Well, it's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. One incident to bring up to speed on southbound 101 at River Road. There's at least one vehicle off the roadway, and it appears to be a possible road rage incident. Otherwise, we look pretty good, but there is a little bit of rain falling, so roadways are wet. Our KZST news time is now 6:05.
There's a lot of tree people in Sonoma County.
Anybody can climb up into a tree and cut a limb off, but, I mean, your trees are why you buy your property, right? Once they cut them, you can't put them back. They're really important.
So how do you know who to choose?
Ask them if they're a certified arborist. That's huge. It takes a lot to get that license and to have that education. If that guy has an arborist license, more than likely, he knows what he's doing. Because you have to learn soil biology and tree biology and all that stuff to be able to make accurate decisions that could either benefit the tree or ruin it.
Image Tree Service has been doing this for over 25 years, and Jeff Cowell is a certified arborist.
So how do you know who to choose to actually come and trim your trees? You ask them, you're a certified arborist? No? Well, okay.
Image Tree Service, from one tree to an entire forest. They've got a huge crew, all the equipment, and they clean up after they're done.
With a name like Image Tree Service, it has to be good.
838-3555.
Hello, we're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups.
In telehealth.
In cancer screenings.
In prenatal care.
In healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
From the community calendar, the Sebastopol Arts Center has new upcoming classes. For more information, go to kzst.com. This morning in sports,
I can now sit at the big person's table in the family. They won't keep me over there on the little table anymore. My dad, Jack Harbaugh, won a national championship, and my brother won a Super Bowl.
That is Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh speaking following his team winning its first college football championship since 1997. They beat Washington last night 34-13, and after 27 years, Tiger Woods and Nike have parted ways, ending their partnership that started back in 1996. Your forecast, some light rain moving in this morning. We should see a little clearing for the afternoon, but we'll pick up around a tenth of an inch or so. Highs in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy this afternoon as well. Tonight, increasing clouds once again with another chance of showers. Do expect showers with low 50s tomorrow. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Apple's high-priced headset for toggling between the real world and digital world will be available in stores beginning February 2nd. The debut of the $3,500 headset will come 8 months after Apple unveiled the sleek goggles at a software conference held at its headquarters in Cupertino. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZSD. It's like a cult, but with better Kool-Aid.
100.1 KZST. Welcome to your Tuesday in the California wine country. It is 6:12, 51 degrees, a little rain on the way. Good morning.
My name's Francisco, and I'm the new patient coordinator in the back office.
The Buzza Dental Center.
The best part of working in this particular office is working with the team. They are easy to laugh with.
A decidedly different dental experience.
And you don't feel judged, and you don't feel left out. You feel included. You feel like they're your second family.
Professionals who put you first.
In this practice, I try to make people feel like they're a part of our team.
A dental office where the focus is you.
I don't like to make people feel that they are left out in the sense that, okay, I see what I see. I'm going to go update the doctor. I'm not going to tell you anything that I see. I include you into that conversation. And then by the time the doctor comes over here, he's on the same boat. You know what's happening. We can go through the entire exam together. And you're understanding everything I said.
Learn more at SantaRosaDentist.com. SantaRosaDentist.com.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. The response to our year-end clearance has been so great that we're extending the sale for another week. You now have until January 16th. Get up to 50% off store-wide. Interest-free financing for 18 months and no sales tax at all. So get the floor of your dreams today and pay no interest until 2025. Is it too late to say Happy New Year? Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Make your resolution for fun and excitement at River Rock Casino during the $150,000 car and cash giveaway. Join us on Saturday, January 20th for our second New Year's celebration that will have you cruising into 2024 with cash, class, and a new Cadillac CT4. Join the club and start earning drawing tickets. Details at riverrockcasino.com. Win your share of over $150,000 as we usher in the new year at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
You're tuned in to Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and I was at a networking event last night with the Windsor Chamber. The women of Windsor, or WOW, met at a business called Craftwork Healdsburg. Beautiful space there, I got to add in. Met a bunch of nice business women all looking to improve their bottom line. We learned all about business plans, touched on the financial stuff that goes along with it. And I just kept thinking to myself, my business plan for the morning show kind of looks like this. Get out of bed really early, drive to work, drink lots of coffee, and on occasion some breakfast cocktails, and talk on the radio. To my surprise, the feedback from the room was, I need a lot more work on my business plan.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Yeah. But nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe, break. I'll do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, babe. Wish I was around, I just wanna make you happier, babe. We've been doing all this late night talking. Been a fan of change, but I'd follow you to any place. If it's Hollywood or Bishop's Gate, I'm coming too. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind.
It is 617, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa, and some good news to pass along for one of our four-legged furry locals. If you have not heard, the Sonoma County Animal Shelter's longest resident, Princess, finally has a forever home. The German Shepherd Mix was adopted after 644 days at the shelter. So everyone, all at once, say, ah.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh. Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. My pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never, never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh. Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should've gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand. Give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, cause I remember how much you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Sonoma County's KZST, it is 621, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. Some cloudy skies, a little rain this morning. Temperatures in the mid-50s later around wine country.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill. Clip your digital offer online or in the app to get Raley's fresh boneless skinless chicken breasts raised with no antibiotics ever for just $1.97 a pound, limit two packages. Savings you can count on in-store or online. Only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
Trade in your old furnace with Henry Mechanical and get cash for your clunker. Upgrade to a more efficient heating system today. Home of the free second opinion. HenryMechanical.com.
They say romance is dead.
You give love a bad name.
Not at KZST. The songs you loved then, and the songs you love now. Sonoma County's home for music variety, KZST.
fever dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
It is 6:25, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa, overcast skies and sprinkly this morning. Up next.
From the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's favorite social media post of the hour.
I am Wonder Woman, so I wonder where I left my keys. I wonder where I left my purse. I wonder where my money went. Wonder Woman.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart, and I... your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, things you never say to me. Oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 9th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:29. I'm Warren Talon. Roads are a little slick out there for some light rain this morning, currently sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. So far, the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft for inspections has not impacted flights at the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport. While Alaska Airlines does fly 737s in and out of the airport, it does not currently use that version. There have been flight cancellations at SFO in San Jose due to the FAA requiring additional inspections before allowing that aircraft back in the sky. Authorities say an explosion at a historic Texas Inn in Fort Worth on Monday injured 21 people and trapped some of the